at 5:30. Does any member of council have a change he or she is going to propose to the upcoming agenda? Ms. Carr?
I would like to remove the discussion on mold since we're already addressing that.
Okie doke. Anything else? Okay, hearing none, we will proceed when we're up there, up at the agenda, up at the podium. I'm sorry. You guys, I am so tired. It's going to be an interesting evening. Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and members of the council. This evening's study session is devoted towards a discussion regarding the existing police facility. A memorandum was circulated by the Director of Community Development and others with respect to some of the short-term projects that staff feel need to be undertaken and proposed funding source as well. Council members will recall at the last study session there was a presentation and was suggested by I believe Council Member Sharp that we take a look at some of the short-term problems in the existing police facility with the recognition that regardless of what decision Council makes in terms of renovating the existing facility or building a new police station, that the police force will still be occupying its present quarters for a period of time. In order for them to do that and provide effective services to our residents, staff is of the view that we need to address some of the problems that they currently are experiencing. We've identified a funding source and are recommending to council that they consider the information that they have in front of them and hopefully make a decision later this evening with respect to the city manager's report that's on the council agenda. I'm going to ask the Director of Community Development to essentially lead us through this, and we also have the police chief and Captain Jackson, as well as the manager facilities available. So, Ms. Rigondi.
Thank you, Mr. Walker. With that for background, I just want to point to a couple of additional documents. In addition to the environmental reports that were submitted as part of the council information and packets, we have a couple of other reports that point to the environmental considerations and concerns with the facility. We have the FEMA report, a David Mason and Associates report from 4/21/15, which was conducted in association with the current and ongoing study. Grant application for the new fire station, as well as others. And so those reports helped, in addition to staff observations, additional insight on the building, helped to form the recommendations that are being presented to you this evening for consideration. Again, the projects were developed by the police department, police chief Captain Jackson, myself, as well as John Gilbert, who is our facilities manager. I want to proceed with caution in that it needs to be understood that this request for funding is to address some more of the more immediate concerns associated with environmental conditions of the facility in order to really address the issues that we have with asbestos, mold, radon, water conditions, water seepage, et cetera. We need to really gut the facility, bring it down to the studs, and then take remediation and so on and so forth in order to make it habitable on a long-term basis. So these are truly short-term measures that are necessary in order to secure the building both on the exterior and interior. Just to address some of the points that were brought up at the council meeting at which I was not present, but I did review the meeting minutes. I just want to agree that the years of neglect have led us to this problem now. I know with Mr. Walker, we did start setting aside some funds for the building, including the $7 million that we are here today, not necessarily for the building, but for something to do with the police facility, whether it be renovation or new construction. But we need to be expedient with respect to these projects moving forward that we're proposing, as well as a long-term solution, and get some kind of way forward so that we can ensure we meet the accreditation that's required through SB 5 within 6 years, and if we work backwards from that six-year time frame, you figure construction or renovation of a building will take approximately 2 to 3 years, including planning and the actual renovation. Accreditation itself could take 2 to 3 years, so we're looking at a really tight time frame here with respect to the overall projects.
So the accreditation could not happen simultaneous to the renovation?
And I'll have the police department speak, but it's my understanding that you have to have a facility that can meet the accreditation requirements, not just like anything else, the facility, et cetera, has to be able to meet it in its current state. But okay. I don't know if either have anything.
So again, the follow-up question to that would be, aren't there areas of this accreditation that are independent of the physical plant? You know, that are those things that we could, you know, work on while this was being built?
I will defer.
Yeah.
The accreditation process is a twofold process. It's you have a written and you have standards that the police department has to meet, and within those standards, a large portion of those standards also include the building itself. A police department is not just people. A police department is people plus the facility. You can't have a police department if you don't have a headquarters. You have to have an adequate headquarters before we had accreditation. Some of the hurdles that we always had to jump through were mainly composed and included that building itself. You have your facilities itself, you have to have training facilities, you have to have places. There are requirements when you do hold people in holdover cells. You have to have safety precautions. You should have sprinkler systems. There are a lot of entities that are included within the accreditation process that pertain mostly to the building itself. So we would do both. You wouldn't just stop and wait for the facilities to occur until you start making sure that you can adjust to all the standards that are required. Captain Jackson herself, she's an assessor for CALEA, which is a certification. She goes to other police departments throughout the country, and she assesses to make sure that they can meet the standards that are mandated by CALEA. So she could explain that much better than I can.
I have one more follow-up question, and that will probably be it, and you can probably answer that. So I understand that at some point, we did have accreditation, and we let that lapse for budgetary reasons. Am I mistaken, or is that correct?
We first got accredited. We were the first in St. Louis County to get accredited in 2006. It was approximately a four-year process, but we became accredited in 1996. And you have to get reaccredited every 3 years. And so the previous city manager, from what I understand, there wasn't really benefit, you know, to continue on. And we were in a year and a half of getting our fifth accreditation when we stopped the process in 2010.
Mr. Clicker.
Thank you, Mayor. Just real quick, I don't get bogged down either here, but the new training facility up on Sutter in Wellston, has that taken any burden off of our training here? Not at all. Okay.
They have to have their own accreditation. There's three types of accreditation. One for communications facility, which St. Louis County has. One that serves the entire St. Louis County region, as St. Louis County does, and the police department itself. That facility allows us to give our officers the hours they need to maintain their certification. However, that does not, the standards that we have to meet are maybe about 10 standards that say that you have officers trained. We could send them to any academy. It wouldn't have to be that. They just have to be certified by the state of Missouri. So the biggest burden is within our own organization and with our own facility.
We currently pay currently pay a fee to St. Louis County Academy, St. Louis County Municipal Police Academy. We pay a fee per officer and per dispatcher for unlimited training on a yearly basis. So they can get any training that's being offered by the police academy without an additional fee. Some will have an additional fee only if they have a particular instructor that might be brought in from another state or another part of the United States. But overall, that's where we can get most of our training. But we have to do some training, and it's economical for us to do some training in-house. That way we don't lose all our staff constantly sending them away. Right now, Catherine Jackson, she teaches racial profiling. She can teach that in-house. We got a couple other people who are certified trainers to do firearms and a couple other things. But overall, most of our training is still done at St. Louis County Police Academy.
And with the new standards, they're more strenuous than they were when we stopped in 2010. So we actually will have to have in-house instructors, because we have to do continued instruction on mace, batons, all the things that we carry. So there's a lot of training requirements that come with this new accreditation process that needs to happen in-house, and you have to have the facilities, firearms training, and you know, defensive tactics, train the trainer type. That's what they want you to have, because you have to do it every 6 months for every officer.
Just continuing on, there was in the previous council meeting minutes, a note to request some funds for a study on the quality of air and that any mold be remediated. We agree that the mold should be remediated, but as far as devoting funds for an additional study, we think that would be better spent on the actual remediation efforts, because according to the Environmental Protection Agency, sampling is not needed because there is mold detected and present, so an additional level of study isn't going to get us any new information. And then the next item that I'd like to touch on, as Mr. Walker indicated, we have a list of 7 projects that we are recommending and requesting funds for. I want to caution everyone that the numbers that we're providing are best guess based on the either an estimate that was prepared prior to this study or this meeting, previous work that has been done on similar projects, or testing and best guess on similar projects. So rather than go through all of the projects themselves, I will now ask for questions on this specific projects.
What would be the time frame? Let's say, for instance, we voted to do this. What kind of time frame are we looking at?
In terms of going out to bid, we could do that immediately, and then actual completion, we'd like to do it within a fiscal year. However, I don't want to commit the facilities manager to something for which he cannot honor, so I would say between 1 to 2 years.
This that we are talking about here would be a 1 to 2 year operation.
Correct, just to have all of the projects completed. Obviously, we try to schedule all the projects to occur simultaneous so that the exterior work can occur, if it makes sense from a facility standpoint, at the same time as some of the interior work. But the facilities manager, who is doing an excellent job at identifying the short and long range projects, since he's been in his role for a year and a half, is very insistent that we need to do the exterior work, because that will address some of the interior work and address some of the issues that are associated with environmental conditions.
Ms. Carr?
Thank you. That actually clarifies something. So the follow-on question is, which of these then is the mold remediation? I would assume the HVAC, the removal of the carpet, and those kinds of things. So can you point me to which of these things would remediate the mold?
Those will address the mold situation. In terms of actual remediation, again, that can only be accomplished through gutting the building and completely redoing all of the systems. We're still going to have the existing HVAC system, which is antiquated, so we're still going to have everything blowing around that, though we can address some of the issues with the HVAC system by blowing out the ductwork, it's still an old system. We need to replace that, which is very costly.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but I think not too many years ago we put in a new boiler, and that's part of the HVAC system. So which part of the HVAC system is not is antiquated?
The boiler is just part of the heating system.
Mm-hmm.
The part that addresses the mold primarily is going to be the duct work and the cooling system.
Mm-hmm.
But that building it's been pieced together, so mm-hmm. it's not engineered for its current use.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Could I ask two things? So if we're talking 1 to 2 years, we're also talking 1 to 2 years, are we not, on making the decision for a new building or a renovation of this? Are we going to be kind of bumping up against ourselves in our next steps? That's my first question.
Yes, in terms of the decision, but we have to recognize that the police department will still be in the facility, operating out of the facility for at least 1 to 2 years while something is accomplished. So I'm saying that to complete all of the project, it will be 1 to 2 years. That's a very conservative time frame, though we hope to have it finished more expediently than that. The exterior restoration, the tuck pointing, the waterproofing, et cetera, that is a very large job and can, again, occur at the same time as some of the other work that will more immediately help with the conditions.
And in the waterproofing, are we talking sub-grade waterproofing, or is this waterproofing, which waterproofing are we talking about?
This is probably primarily above grade,
okay.
Although the subgrade issue is
massive,
and to be honest with you, I don't know that there's a plan for that yet.
Okay. And then could I ask, it seems like that's a very, the number three, is this vinyl asbestos tile? Are we going to have to worry about asbestos abatement and all of that? That seems like that might be higher. And I guess all of these are estimates at this point.
Asbestos is just as much of a problem as the mold.
Oh, right.
It's all there, lead, contamination. So it seems like in the last environmental report and the one from the fire department that everything is blowing
right.
around. You know, all the some things I never heard of, which are, you know, the talk about it in the fire part, that these things are dangerous, you know, to breathe in and day out, you know. So these are the things that we know for a fact that are floating around.
But to address that specifically, you know, ideally we would remove and replace, and if there's asbestos, we would deal with that. But since we don't know the final disposition of the building and the final occupant of the building, at this time it would be too costly to do it at that level, though that is the recommendation from the facilities manager as well as ours. But it would certainly could increase cost by a significant amount.
Ms. Carr? Thank you. There's one thing kind of missing, and I just wondered why we didn't address that, because it seems it could be fairly easy, the rodents. Is that something we can take care of pretty easily?
Yes, that'll be part of just our regular ongoing maintenance rather than something for which we have to devote significant funds.
Okay, thank you.
And Dr. Carr, John has set traps, and he's called county, and so some of the things, especially downstairs, when we see the droppings, and we've seen the actual that comes from the sewer, that comes from the tunnel, and prisoners sometimes are not the cleanest, you know, they eat the chips and leave John has been addressing, we have traps set in the tunnel, so we have caught quite a few rodents, and St. Louis County came and did some additional work to help us trap some of these rodents.
Are we using rat poison?
No, they're trapping them. That's what. Okay.
They're primarily using sticky traps and other types of traps.
And the old mouse flap snap traps.
Yeah, is that what's recommended as opposed to rat poison?
Yes.
Because what they told me that they would go somewhere and hide in a wall and die, and then you would have to tear a wall out or something. You wouldn't be able to locate the scent once they die because that's what they do with the poison. So it's best to trap them and get rid of them that way.
Do we have any sense of what the other side of the tunnel, is anything being done on the other side of the tunnel? Is this the tunnel under Delmar that we're talking about?
That's been cemented up.
I've only been as far as under City Hall. My understanding is it goes a little bit towards, but not. I don't think it extends even underneath Delmar anymore.
They closed it up because there was a foul odor coming from those people on the south side.
The new radio system and the new Wi-Fi, all these new systems that are coming in that have been digitized through St. Louis County, a lot of the wiring had to be done through the tunnel, through the EOC. So we have to use that tunnel quite a bit because if we have trouble, they have to come and troubleshoot. And so a lot of our new technology is wired through that tunnel.
Ms. Carr?
I have just a point of information. I thought the tunnel maybe went over to the old library or something. That's the tunnel that we're talking about. Okay, thank you.
Question.
Mr. Glickert?
All right, two things. One, if we go forward with this, then what I'm hearing from you is that, it's going to be a burden and it'll take some time, 2 years. And the other thing is, probably for the city manager, we're going to have two public hearings on the state of the police station, either staying here or building outside of this annex. So are we going to wait till we get this work done and then make a decision on whether we stay or build anew?
Madam Mayor, through to Councilmember Glickert, no, I think that this is work that needs to be done immediately. So we would not wait to make that decision in terms of whether we should be renovating or whether we're going to build a new facility somewhere.
Okay, so...
Because you're going to need this anyhow. I think
yes.
The point that staff is trying to make that you're going to need this anyway, because regardless of whether you're doing renovations or whether you're building a new facility, the police have to be somewhere, and that's here.
Right. But let me try this question again. So during that time, we will come into a decision.
Yes.
Okay.
Do we have a time frame on that decision? Mr. Sharp was asking me earlier. I know we've had one public meeting and a study session or something, and then we're having another public meeting this month or next month after the survey, and then we're doing the survey. What's our time frame?
A memo that I prepared outlined two public meetings. One was the 27th, which is the focus group, and the next one would be the 5th of November, I believe. Is that I don't have that memorandum in front of me. After that time, the survey would be distributed to residents, and they're public meetings rather than public hearings, but informational meetings at which residents can learn more about the project, ask questions, etc. And then a survey would be distributed on preference, how the project should be funded, if what the annex should be used for in terms of, if a new facility was to be constructed, what the community thinks the annex should be used for.
Any other questions, Ms. Carr?
If I may follow on Ms. Raganti's statement. So essentially these meetings with the public would be more guided meetings, informational, and here are the choices you get to make as opposed to as opposed to actual citizen input, because I understand there were some people at the the April meeting that wanted to make a statement, and at that time, I believe I was told that you had said that there would be another meeting for that. So are we now moving to more informational and pick your direction, or are we actually taking citizen input?
Could you clarify as to what citizen input would look like?
Sure. So in the case of, I'm not being disingenuous, but this city has many, many architects. In fact, the mayor's husband is one of them, and so we have quite a few experts that reside out there. So my thought was that as we go through this, and people who've had other experience, as we go through this, they might want to make some comments, maybe things that we've overlooked. If we've already made the decisions ahead of time and said you can have A or B, then we've precluded that citizen input, and it may be worthwhile, and it may not produce anything, but at least we've done that. And we're not, this city is not bereft of experts. I mean, we have, I can't tell you how many architects and engineers and things that would, you know, be more than willing, not unlike Mr. Pace does, more than willing to come and spend an evening talking about it, you know, some things that they see.
The city engaged an architect to evaluate the existing facility as well as make recommendations as to what the police department needs in terms of their best practices, how much space needs to be devoted to a firing range, etc. So the what will be presented to the community is here are the options. And ask questions about that, but it's at this point not a redesign or design, if we should have a new facility, what the design elements of that should be, or to evaluate or the architect's work, though they can certainly point out some elements that they feel should have been included. But the public input is what we envision being occurring at the survey level. And then, you know, again, if it is decided that new construction should occur, at that time we can seek information or input regarding, you know, materials, location of facility, things like that. But I since we engaged an architect to do certain work, it is their these are their recommendations. These are their findings that we will present to the community.
Thank you. And I think I'll save my additional questions for when we discuss on the survey, because I have some questions about that, some questions about any plans we may have received before engaging that particular architect. So if thank you, and I think I'll just save them.
Any other questions? Hearing none, I guess the study session's over. We will begin the meeting at 6:30. Thank you.